Lone Star Audio presents Cat's Claw by Susan Wittig Albert. Narrated by Morgan Hallett. With Julia Gibson as the voice of China Bales. And directed by Jennifer O'Donnell.
Prologue. Four members of the Texas Star Quilting Club, armed with needles, thread, thimbles, and scissors, were seated on either side of the wooden quilting frame set up in Ethel Wower's dining room at 1113 Pecan Street. As usual, the ladies were discussing their friends and neighbors. In this case, Dana and Larry Kirk, who lived two doors west at 1117 Pecan. Or rather, Larry lived there. Dana had moved out. "Well, I, for one, am sorry to hear that they're getting a divorce," Ethel said. The eldest of the group, she had celebrated her 81st birthday the month before, and wasn't above claiming the prerogatives of age. She poked her needle through the double wedding ring quilt, which was one of her favorite patterns. Of course, the club could have paid Mrs. Moore, two streets over, to quilt the piece top on her long-arm sewing machine, which would have made short work of it. But while the Texas Stars didn't agree on everything, on much of anything, as a matter of fact, they agreed there wouldn't be any fun in turning the job over to a one-armed mechanical wizard. So they stretched the quilt top and batting and lining over Ethel's frame and spent several hours each week quilting it by hand. Luckily, they were all expert stitchers. That is, none of them put in big, sloppy stitches that had to be surreptitiously taken out after the offending stitcher had gone home. Ethel herself was proud of the fact that she could still see to stitch, and that her quilting stitches were every bit as tiny and neat as Hazel Schultz's.